It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, a show about big and little hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s in the US, UK and Canada. Also forgotten albums, pop music on TV, and more. I'm your announcer, Annie Stewart, and here's the old man himself, Roger Stroop.
Hello and welcome to episode 144 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. Today we're looking at the charts of October 16th, 1993. Around the time of this chart, actor Vincent Price died of lung cancer at the age of 82 at his Los Angeles home. He became famous for portraying mysterious characters in suspense and horror movies, which later led to gigs providing spoken verse and maniacal laughter on the Michael Jackson song Thriller, voice acting on the 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo, and appearing in the TV special Alice Cooper, The Nightmare, which I covered for my third Halloween special. Let's see what was going on in the culture beyond guys who acted creepy for a living. Among this month's movie releases, the one that stands out is The Nightmare Before Christmas, the stop-motion animated tale of a guy for whom every day is Halloween, longing to experience Yuletide. It was a moderate hit on first release, but it since has become a staple of two holidays and a favorite of Hot Topic shoppers. Another film with a legacy bigger than its box office returns was Rudy, a drama starring Sean Astin as an undersized kid struggling to fulfill his dream of playing football for Notre Dame. It's gone on to make a lot of lists of the best sports movies and the movies most likely to make grown men cry. But at the time, the biggest hit of the month was Cool Runnings, based on a true story comedy starring John Candy as a coach of the fledgling Jamaican bobsled team. Other hits included the sci-fi action flick Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone, Wesley Snipes, and Sandra Bullock, Malice, a twisty thriller starring Alec Baldwin, Nicole Kidman, and Bill Pullman, and The Beverly Hillbillies, an adaptation of the 60s sitcom with a cast including Jim Varney, a.k.a. Ernest, Lily Tomlin, Dabney Coleman, former Baywatch babe Erica Eleniak, Marty McFly's mom, and Oscar winner Cloris Leachman. Other films out this month included the Michael J. Fox rom-com For Love or Money, the Matt Dillon rom-com Mr. Wonderful, the Civil War battle picture Gettysburg, Mr. Jones with Richard Gere as a schizophrenic man who has a romantic relationship with the doctor treating him. Very, very ethical. Mr. Nanny, a comedy starring Hulk Hogan as a former wrestler who finds himself looking after a rich businessman's two kids. Fearless, a drama with Jeff Bridges as a plane crash survivor that featured an Oscar-nominated supporting performance by Rosie Perez. Judgment Night, with Emilio Estevez and Cuba Gooding Jr. as suburbanites who run afoul of a drug dealer. And Fatal Instinct, a spoof of erotic thrillers like, well, Fatal Attraction and Basic Instinct. We're going to look now at the October 16, 1993 U.S. primetime TV listings. CBS aired Game 1 of the World Series between the defending champion Toronto Blue Jays and the Philadelphia Phillies. Toronto won 8-5. ABC counterprogrammed with the hit 1989 romantic comedy When Harry Met Sally, starring Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal, followed by Tony trying to lock up a drug dealer selling tainted crack on the police drama The Commish. Fox put on back-to-back episodes of Cops, followed by the news magazine The Front Page. And NBC led off with the sitcom The Mommies, which starred housewives-turned-comedians Carol Christensen and Marilyn Kentz, followed by Café Américain, which starred Valerie Bertinelli as an American waitress in Paris. Then Laverne's ex-mother-in-law visits the hospital on Empty Nest, and on Nurses, a character played by Lonnie Anderson gets an offer similar to the one Demi Moore got in the film Indecent Proposal. and they wrap up with the drama Sisters, with Alex getting an offer to host a talk show. In case you're wondering, yeah, I watched the baseball game. On the bestseller lists, fiction readers were getting Lasher, a novel about witches from Interview with the Vampire author Anne Rice, the Stephen King story collection Nightmares and Dreamscapes, Striptease, Carl Hiaasen's novel about sex and Florida politics that later became a Demi Moore movie that won 6 Razzies, and Smilla's Sense of Snow, Danish author Peter Hoag's story of a woman who uses her intimate knowledge of frozen precipitation to help solve a murder. Meanwhile, top non-fiction titles included comedian Jerry Seinfeld's book of observations, Sign Language, poet Maya Angelou's essay collection, Wouldn't Take Nothing from My Journey Now, Listening to Prozac, psychiatrist Peter D. Kramer's look into the pros and cons of antidepressant drugs, and humorist Irma Bombeck's latest, A Marriage Made in Heaven, or Too Tired for an Affair. And in music, the following albums were released in October of 1993. Teenage Fan Club released 13. Weird Al Yankovic, released Alapalooza. Boys to Men released Christmas Interpretations. The Afghan Whigs released Gentlemen. Massey Starr released So Tonight That I Might See. Tony Bennett released Steppin' Out. Bonnie Tyler released Silhouette in Red. Pearl Jam released Verses. Letters to Cleo released Aurora Gory Alice. Lemonheads released Come On Feel the Lemonheads. George Clinton released Hey Man, Smell My Finger. Crowded House released Together Alone. Rush released Counterparts. Country Blonde released Mexican Moon. Mudhoney released $5 Bob's Mock Cooter Show. Sarah McLachlan released Fumbling Towards Ecstasy. Jackson Brown released I'm Alive. Too Short released Get In Where You Fit In. 10,000 Maniacs released MTV Unplugged. Bob Dylan released World Gone Wrong. And finally, October 1993 saw the release of that staple of all great record collections, Shaq Diesel by Shaquille O'Neal. And now to the charts.
Below the Top 40s.
This week's trip below the top 40 sees us run into one of the biggest country stars of the 90s with one of his biggest hits. So big that it made a significant dent on the pop charts. At number 68 in America, it's Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. Born in Newman, Georgia in 1958, Alan Jackson moved to Music City, USA in the mid-80s, where he got a job in the mailroom of the Nashville Network. His big break came when his wife, a flight attendant, met Glenn Campbell on a plane, and the country legend gave her his card. He'd already scored 11 top 5 country hits, including 6 number ones, when he made his Hot 100 breakthrough with this, the third single from his third album, A Lot About Livin' and A Little About Love. Chattahoochee is a twangy boogie that recalls good times spent on a river in northern Georgia. Let's take a dip into the lyrics. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight, talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minutes. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Aha. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Between the music and Jackson's voice, there's no mistaking this for anything but country. But it's so infectious that I dare say that even the most diehard twangophobes, word I made up, may melt for it. And Jackson comes across as a nice guy who might get into a little trouble, but nothing serious. He was the bashful superstar to Garth Brooks' smiling assassin who wanted to break all the records. Chattahoochee was down from a peak of number 46. Alan Jackson would continue to have massive country hits over the next 15 years, and he would end up having 10 pop top 40s. He continues to record and perform, and his 19th album, Where Have You Gone, came out in 2021.
40 to 31.
Our first top 40 song is the U.S. number 39, Come Baby Come by K7. Born in Ponce, Puerto Rico in 1966, Lewis Sharp first came to prominence as lead vocalist for the Latin freestyle group TKA. That group broke up in 1991, and 2 years later, K7 released this, the first single from his debut solo album, Swing Bada Swing. Come Baby Come is hip-hop with Latin and reggae touches, featuring lyrics about K7's sexual prowess, and he raps, by the way. Let's accept the invitation to look at the lyrics. I slam the door, boom, when I come into the bedroom, wham, bam, because I'm the king of the castle. Na, 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 turn me on, turn me loose. Come on, come on, try to hit it. It's a hassle. Come get some of this. Don't forget the innuendo. Play me like Nintendo. Never, ever let go. Keep it so loud, you'll be hitting the crescendo. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. Come, baby, come, baby, come, come, baby, come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. Come, baby, come, baby, baby, come, come. Well, you gotta give me lovin', then you gotta give me some. Come down. Well, I can hear the ring, ring, ring. The telephone goes ring. Hello, hello, but we're still getting busy. Pom, 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 who? Now you're getting busy. I can slow it down so you can pump it. Better move it fast so you can pump it. Two balls and a bat. A pitcher with a hat. Sliding into home base, trying to hit a home run. Swing, bada, 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 swing. Break it down, come on. Move it all around, bounce. Pump it up and down, pump it up and down, bounce. Move it all around, bounce. Tell me, do you like it? Do you want a little more? Now tell me, do you love it? Come on. This is brash and unapologetic about its subject matter, and that conviction smashes through any apprehension and makes you give up to the groove. This is a horny, swaggering beast of a song. Come Baby Come peaked at number 18. It hit number 3 in the UK. K7 had no further US hits, and he has released two more solo albums, as well as one with a reunited TKA in 2001. Now we're at Canada's number 36 song, Waiting for a Miracle by Mark Jordan. Born in Brooklyn in 1948, Mark Jordan moved to Toronto as a child with his opera singer father, Charles. He began releasing music in the 70s, having some radio success at home. His biggest moment worldwide came when he co-wrote Rhythm of My Heart, a huge hit for Rod Stewart in 1991. Waiting for a Miracle was the first single from his sixth album, Reckless Valentine. Waiting for a Miracle is MOR pop rock. Watch closely as I read the lyrics. Look out my window, down this avenue, all of the humans waiting for a miracle. Inside, my heart beats, empty as a drum. Be still, my heart, I'm waiting for a miracle. We are parachutes tonight, falling down against the sky. We are candles burning bright. Oh, baby, let me love you tonight. This is like a generic sad song that plays at the end of a hospital drama when all of the doctors are contemplating what happened that day and how they will go forward with their lives. You just know at the end, somebody's going to knock on someone else's door. There will be apologies and explanations, and then they'll kiss. You know what I'm talking about. Anyway, to me, this is the third best song with a similar title, written by a Canadian that I could think of, behind Leonard Cohen and Bruce Coburn. Waiting for a Miracle peaked at number 36. Mark Jordan had no further hits, but he has continued to perform and record, both solo and in a group called Lunch at Allen's, with fellow Canadian singer-songwriters Murray McLaughlin, Ian Thomas, and Cindy Church. He also starred opposite Olivia Newton-John in the 2010 film Score, a hockey musical. He released his 14th album, Waiting for the Sun to Rise, earlier in 2023, I meant, obviously. Our first UK hit is their number 33, I Like It, by Dee Ream. Formed in Derry, Northern Ireland in 1992, Dee Ream quickly signed with a label, and I Like It was the fourth single from their debut album, Dee Ream On. I Like It is house pop. Let's see how we enjoy the lyrics. I'm not entirely impressed with what you do. The way you faint if I get undressed in front of you. I'm going to pick you up and put you down upon the couch. I'm going to lay you there just to hear you shout, I like it. The way you make me talk, I like it. When you put me up on top. This is a new game. Come on, come on. Teach me how to play. I like it. Each and every way. So I take a prude like you and put you on your knees. Just do your worst. You know I'm difficult to please. And make them up as we... Let's bend the rules and make them up as we go along. It feels so right when all I want to do is wrong. The lyrics are hornier than I would have expected coming out of a singer who sounds like this guy, whose name is Peter Cunha. I thought they would be more teen girl friendly, but he was in his mid-20s, so it wasn't necessarily creepy. It's a bit generic overall, that's what I have to say. I Like It peaked at number 26. Dee Ream's next single, Things Can Only Get Better, went all the way to number one, and they would have six more hits after that, including two more top tens. They broke up in 1997, then reunited in 2008, and have since recorded two more albums, including 2021's Open Hearts, Open Minds. Our first top 30 song is Britain's number 24, Breakdown by One Dove. Formed in Glasgow in 1990, One Dove consisted of singer Dot Allison, producer Ian Carmichael, and guitarist Ian McNiven. Breakdown was the second single from their debut album, Mourning Dove White. Breakdown is ethereal, trip-hoppy dance music. Let's fire up the lyrics. The moonlight, casts no shadow for me to hide. The stars, or maybe they're satellites, but neither can grant my wish tonight. And if the moon is an aid to romance everywhere, why is the night so full of dark despair? And only dark can wax and wane, and the small hours are hard to bear. Break down and cry, I cry for you. Break down and cry, cry I do. The clouds, heavy and gray, make me wonder why I stay alone every night. And every day is just the same. I remember the night you left me. The moon was full. I felt empty. The tides and werewolves may be turned, but you don't know how to cry. Allison's voice has a bit of a Chrissy Hynde quality, which reminded me of the Pretenders singer's 1992 collaboration with the electronic duo Mood Swings, Spiritual High, State of Independence. I like that better than this, but this is still all right. Breakdown peaked at number 24. One Dove had one more hit before breaking up in 1996. Ian Carmichael has been primarily a producer since, while Dot Allison has had a prolific solo career. Her ninth album, Consciousology, came out in 2023. Now we're back in the States for number 29, Insane in the Brain by Cypress Hill. Formed in Southgate, California in 1988, Cypress Hill were originally known as DVX, before renaming themselves after a local street. Their self-titled debut album went double platinum, but they didn't make much an impact on mainstream radio until they released this, the first single from their second album, Black Sunday. Insane in the Brain is squally Latin hip-hop. Call me crazy, but I'm going to read the lyrics. Who you trying to get crazy with, S.A.? Don't you know I'm loco? To the one on the flamboyant tip, I'll just toss that ham in the frying pan. Like spam, get done when I come and slam. Damn, I feel like the son of Sam. Don't make me wreck shit. hectic. Next, get the chair. Got me going like General Electric. And the lights are blinking. I'm thinking, it's all over when I go out drinking. Oh, making my mind slow. That's why I don't fuck with the big 4-0.
Language warning.
Bro, I got to maintain, because a brother like me is going insane. Insane in the membrane, insane in the brain. Crazy insane, got no brain. Do my shit undercover, now it's time for the blabber, to watch that belly get fatter. Fat boy on a diet, don't try it. I'll jack your ass like a looter in a riot. My shit's fat like a sumo, slamming that ass, leaving your face in the grass. Because you know I don't take a duro lightly. Punk's just jealous because they cannot write me or kick that style. Wicked, wild, happy-faced brother never seen me smile. Rip that mainframe. I'll explain. A brother like me is going insane. Some very deft and distinctive rhymes from Be Real and Send Dog. I especially like the one later on when they make a Louis Armstrong reference, seemingly out of nowhere. But it does make a sort of sense, because Satchmo was apparently as much of a fan of what were once called jazz cigarettes as these guys are. Insane in the Brain was down from a peak of number 19. It hit number 21 in the UK. Cypress Hill had no further top 40 hits, but they remained popular throughout the 90s and famously appeared in the Homerpalooza episode of The Simpsons. Their 10th album, Back in Black, came out in 2022. Now let's look at the number 29 song in Canada, Man on a Mission by Hemingway Corner. Formed in Nashville in 1992, Hemingway Corner were led by two singer-songwriters, Toronto native Johnny Douglas and Atlanta-born David Martin. Man on a Mission was the first single from their self-titled debut album. Man on a Mission is jangly folk pop. My assignment is to read the lyrics. I can feel something again. O Lord, have mercy. For the boy who opens his heart to this life. O Lord, have mercy. It'll bruise you, break you, make you cry. Then you'll wake up to a clear blue sky with no more reason to the reason why. O Lord, have mercy. I'm a man on a mission, a rain cloud raining, river that then rush to the sea. On the road that's winding, around the world spinning, turning in eternity, I'm a man on a mission. I can see something again. O Lord, have mercy. On the boy who looks inside of himself, O Lord, have mercy. It'll leave you, lose you, break you down, make you run for higher ground. It'll crown you with a beggar's crown. O Lord, have mercy. This could come off as warmed over James Taylor with some Neil Youngish ambition, but the melody is strong enough that it sticks as a decent tune of its own. The group name is a little pretentious for my tastes, trying to broadcast a kind of straightforward yet deep aesthetic. But the two words sound good together, Hemingway Corner, so why not? Man on a Mission was down from a peak of number 11. Hemingway Corner had 7 more hits, 4 of which came after Johnny Douglas left and Scott Dibble and Mark Sterling joined. That lineup went their separate ways in 1996, reunited for another album in 2010, and then split up again.
2011.
The first song in our top 20s we're going to talk about is Canada's number 19, What is Love by Hathaway. Born in Port of Spain, Trinidad and Tobago in 1965, Nestor Hathaway grew up in the suburbs of Washington, D.C. before moving to Cologne, Germany in the late 80s. He was eventually signed to a recording contract, and What is Love was the first single from his debut album, The Album. What is Love is bouncy European dance music. These lyrics won't hurt you. What is love? Oh, baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. No, I don't know. No, I don't know why you're not fair. I give you my love, but you don't care. So what is right and what is wrong? Give me a sign. Whoa, whoa, oh. Oh, I don't know. What can I do? What else can I say? It's up to you. I know we're one, just me and you. I can't go on. This song is pretty much entwined in the public consciousness with the Butabi brothers, characters played by Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan on Saturday Night Live, who did a head-bobbing dance and then aggressively tried to pick up women in nightclubs. This bit would later be expanded into the 1998 film A Night at the Roxbury. Would this song be as well remembered without that connection? I think it just might. It's mindless, but its keyboard hook and repetitive chorus burrow into the brain so deeply that I think it would still be a 90s touchstone even without SNL. What is Love peaked at number 17. It hit number 11 in the US and number 2 in the UK. Hadaway had one more Canadian top 40 and a handful more in Britain and Europe. His most recent single, And Now, came out in 2021. Next, it's the number 18 from the UK, Here We Go by Stack a Bow. Born in Uppsala, Sweden in 1966, Bo Johan Renck began his career as part of the duo E-Type and Stack a B, then went solo. Here We Go was the first single from his debut album, Supermarket. Here We Go is sample-heavy Euro hip-hop with lyrics about rampant consumerism. It's time for the lyrics. As some sort of prototype I serve to be, you see, tomorrow's dream has never been part of me. Consume today and leave the rest behind you. Tomorrow's a surprise party. Buy a ticket, too. Faster living, faster. Live as fast as you're able. Eat the food while it's still hot on the table. Now spend it if you can. The greens are burning in your pocket. If you spend it right now, you'll get high as a rocket. Everything you don't use will lose its value tomorrow. Consume too much today, you can always borrow. This paradigm's the best one since the day of creation. Get your gear and shape up. This is the revelation. Shop till you drop has built this civilization. Don't believe what you hear about the next generation. If you go with a lot of toys, you'll slip away a happy man. The greens are burning in your pocket. Spend it while you can. Here we go again. Here we go to the temple of consumption. Get your gear and start to spend. Here we go with a total dedication. The moon and the stars, they all look down on me and say there's a correlation between tomorrow and today. I say you won't gain a thing on that sick repudiation. We're right here, right now. That's the only situation. You can't fool me. We live on borrowed time, so I spend the funds I have to the nickel and dime. Check it in, check it out. It's not a matter of contention. Get your gear and shape up and join the church of consumption. Use it in, wear it out, then throw it all away. Go get yourself a new one. All you got to do is pay. Because the more I will get, the more I will own. With a lot of things around me, I will never feel alone. I work around the clock just to earn my living. Now I want to get, I won't spend my funds on giving now. I'm acting irresponsible. Is that what you say? Hey, Somalia got my toaster just the other day. It's yet another of those songs whose sound doesn't quite match the tone of the lyrics. If you don't listen closely, it seems like another brainless party jam, driven by that catchy flute sample. But the words are very clearly making a point about our society. If you've been listening for a while, you know I like this kind of thing, but I always wonder how many people actually end up getting the message. Here We Go was down from a peak of number 13. Stack a Bow had no further hits beyond his native Sweden, but he did release two more albums. In the late 90s, he began focusing on directing, shooting videos for artists like Madonna, Kylie Minogue, Robbie Williams, and Beyoncé. He then got into TV, directing episodes of Breaking Bad, The Walking Dead, and the HBO miniseries Chernobyl. His movie Spaceman, starring Adam Sandler, will premiere on Netflix pretty soon this year. Now it's back to the USA for number 13, I Get Around by Tupac. Born in New York in 1971, Tupac Shakur moved to California's Bay Area as a teenager, where he ended up joining the rap group Digital Underground. He went solo in 1991, and I Get Around was the second single from was the second single from his second album, Strictly For My, and the last word is an acronym with dot periods and everything. It's an acronym for Never Ignorant in Getting Goals Accomplished, with a Z, as we Canadians say, on the end. That's all I have to say about the layout. I Get Around is a smooth bit of hip-hop sexual braggadocio, featuring verses from his digital underground mates Shock G and Money B. Let's circumnavigate the lyrics. Stronger than ever, back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their hoes in check. Because hoes, they sweat a brother majorly, and I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tells me that she needs me, cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeezes me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Ayo, bust it. Baby got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy. You ask why? Don't matter. My pockets got fatter. Now everybody's looking for the ladder. And ain't no need in being greedy. If you want to see me, dial the beeper number, baby, when you need me. If you want to see me, dial the beeper number, baby, when you need me. And I'll be there in a jiffy. Don't be picky. Just be happy with this quickie. But when you learn you can't tie me down, baby doll, check it out. I get around. What do you mean you don't know? I get around. The underground just don't stop for hoes. I get around. Still down with the underground. I get around. Yeah, ayo, Shock, let them hoes know. Now you can tell from my everyday fits I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just because I'm a freak don't mean that we could hit the sheets. Baby, I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get around. Okay. Well, all right. Those are some lyrics. So obviously we know what happened to Tupac and how he became one of pop music's biggest short-lived martyr/icons. But even just looking back to this time, when he was just another rapper on the rise, it was pretty clear that this guy was special. He had a unique flow, and his charisma was even apparent in audio-only form. He would have almost certainly had a prolific and influential career in music, and probably far beyond, had fate not intervened. I Get Around was down from a peak of number 11. Tupac had three more top 40 hits for the next 3 years, including the 1996 double-sided number one, California Love, How Do You Want It, with Dr. Dre. On September 7th, 1996, while in a car parked at a stoplight in Las Vegas, another vehicle pulled alongside and shots were fired into the car. Tupac was hit four times, and he died from his surgery 6 days later. He was 25. Several posthumous albums have been released, as well as the documentary Tupac Resurrection and the biopic All Eyes on Me. In September of 2023, 27 years later, the first arrest was made in connection with the murder.
Top tens.
Our first top 10 record is the U.S. number 5, Just Kickin' It by Xscape. Formed in Atlanta in 1991, Xscape were signed by local producer Jermaine Dupri to his So-So Def label. Just Kickin' It was the first single from their debut album, Hummin' Comin' Atcha. Just Kickin' It is a girl group hip-hop soul ballad on which they describe the kind of woman they think men want. Let's boot up the lyrics. Every man wants a woman where him and her can just go hang. Just the two of them alone, kick back, doing their own thing. And every man wants a woman that can always keep him in the mood. And I'm that kind of girl, so this is what I tell my dude. I tell him to kick off your shoes and relax your feet. Party on down to the Xscape beat. Just kick it, just kick it. I tell him to kick off your shoes and relax your feet. Party on down to the Xscape beat. Just kick it, just kick it. Every man wants a woman that can cook him up a good meal. a woman he can treat like his homie, take her out on the Ave and just chill. And every man wants a woman that ain't good for just laying on her back, and I'm that kind of woman. So before me and my man get in the sack, I tell him to kick off your shoes and relax your feet, etc. It seemed like a bit of a throwback at a time when groups like En Vogue and TLC were making songs about what women wanted and expected from men, not the other way around. Was this song's success a backlash against that? I think that's probably an exaggeration. Because it's not like TLC suddenly started not having success. So Just Kickin' It peaked at number 2. It hit number 49 in the UK. Escape had 4 more top 10s before splitting up in 1998. They reunited in 2001, split again in 2006, and got back together again in 2017, releasing the EP Here For It a year later. Next up is the number 7 song in Canada, Two Steps Behind by Def Leppard. I talked about Def Leppard way back in episode 3 when I covered their 1987 hit Animal. Now we jump ahead 6 years to look at this song, which appeared on their compilation Radioactive, as well as the soundtrack to the movie Last Action Hero. Two Steps Behind is an acoustic power ballad. Let's catch up with the lyrics. Walk away if you want to. It's okay if you need to. You can run, but you can never hide from the shadow that's creeping up beside you. There's a magic running through your soul, but you can't have it all. Whatever you do, I'll be 2 steps behind you. Wherever you go, and I'll be there to remind you that it only takes a minute of your precious time to turn around. I'll be 2 steps behind. Yeah, yeah. Take the time to think about it. Just walk the line. You know you just can't fight it. Take a look around. You'll see what you can find, like the fire that's burning up inside me. Now there's a magic running through your soul, but you can't have it all. No. This seems like a calculated move to cash in on the trend of hair metal artists staying relevant to a pop radio landscape that was turning away from them with acoustic love songs. Think Extreme's More Than Words, Mr. Big's To Be With You, and Firehouse's Love of a Lifetime. These guys were not shy about trend hopping, but they were usually good enough at it to be successful. Two Steps Behind peaked at number 5. It hit number 12 in the US and number 32 in the UK. I covered the rest of Def Leppard's career in episode 3, but since then they've released 2 albums, 2022's Diamond Star Halo and 2023's collaboration with the London Symphony Orchestra on new versions of old hits, Drastic Symphonies. Now we're at the UK number 5, Moving On Up by M People. Formed in Manchester in 1990, M People were led by singer Heather Small, formerly of the band Hot House, and DJ and producer Mike Pickering, formerly of the group Quando Quango. They had scored 6 hits, including 2 top 10s, by the time they released this, the second single from their second album, Elegant Slumming. Moving On Up is a disco-drenched dance track. Let's rise to meet the lyrics. You've done me wrong. Your time is up. You took a sip from the devil's cup. You broke my heart. There's no way back. Move on, move right out of here. Baby, go on, pack your bags. Just who do you think you are? Stop acting like some kind of star. Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you are. Because I'm moving on up. You're moving on out. Moving on up. Nothing can stop me. Moving on up. You're moving on out. Time to break free. Nothing can stop me. Yeah. They brag a man has walked in space, but you can't even find my place. There ain't nothing you can do, because I've had enough of me, baby, being part of you. Just who do you think you are? This time you've gone too far. Just who do you think you are? Take it like a man, baby, if that's what you are. Heather Small's vocals have that Donna Summer, Gloria Gaynor sass, and the saxophone gives off the throwback vibe. You can say disco died in 1980 all you want, but this proved that if it came with a good song and a convincing performance, it could still produce a hit even 13 years later. Moving on up peaked at number 2. It hit number 23 in Canada and number 34 in the U.S. M People had 12 more hits, including 7 top 10s, before going their separate ways in 1999. Heather Small began a solo career, and Mike Pickering went into the business side of the music industry. But since 2006, they've reunited on multiple occasions as M People for tours. We'll run down the top 10s and look at a number 1 right after this.
Hi, Roger Stroop here. As I'm sure you know, Old Man Yells at Music has a Patreon. I have for a while, but now I've streamlined it. 2 tiers and guaranteed bonus content at both levels. It's simple. And when you join, you will get a mention on the show, and I'll give you a song from my charts. You can tell your friends you have a hit. Just go on patreon.com/oldmanyellsatmusic, pick a tier, and sign up. You'll warm this old man's heart. Thank you.
Time for the countdowns. We start in Canada. Number 10, Human Wheels by John Mellencamp, his 12th top 10. Number 9, No Rain by Blind Melon, the biggest hit for an LA band. Number 8, Crying by Aerosmith, their 5th top 10 here. Number 7, Two Steps Behind by Def Leppard. Number 6, Rain by Madonna, her 23rd top 10. Number 5, If by Janet Jackson, her 13th top 10 here. Number 4, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf, his triple crown winning comeback. Number 3, Reason to Believe by Rod Stewart, an MTV Unplugged version of a song he first recorded in 1971. Number 2, River of Dreams by Billy Joel, his 12th top 10. And the number 1 song in Canada this week was Dream Lover by Mariah Carey, her 5th number 1 here. Next up, the American top 10. Number 10, Hey Mr. DJ by Jeanne, the first and biggest hit for a Philadelphia duo. Number 9, Another Sad Love Song by Toni Braxton, her 1st top 10. Number 8, All That She Wants by Ace of Base, the first American hit for the Swedes. Number 7, If by Janet Jackson. Number 6, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf. Number 5, Just Kicking It by Xscape. Number 4, Whoop, There It Is by Tag Team, the biggest hit for the Atlanta rappers. Number 3, River of Dreams by Billy Joel. Number 2, Right Here, Human Nature by SWV, the second top 5 for New York's Sisters with Voices. And the number 1 song in the USA this week was Dream Lover by Mariah Carey. And now the British top 10. Number 10, Go West by Pet Shop Boys, their cover of a Village People song. Number 9, Hallowed Be Thy Name by Iron Maiden, their 10th top 10. Number 8, Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood, a re-release of their 1984 number 1. Number 7, Stay by Eternal, a debut hit for a London girl group. Number 6, Life by Hadaway, the second UK hit for the What Is Love singer. Number 5, Moving On Up by M People. Number 4, She Don't Let Nobody by Shaka Demus and Pliers, the second top 5 for this Jamaican duo. Number 3, Boom, Shake the Room by DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince, their only UK number 1. Number 2, I'd Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That by Meatloaf. And the number 1 song in the UK this week and the one in our spotlight was Relight My Fire by Take That featuring Lulu.
Spotlight number 1.
I talked about Take That in episode 30 when I covered their 1995 hit Never Forget. And I talked about Lulu when I covered her 1981 hit I Could Never Miss You More Than I Do. Now here they are together on this, the third single from Take That's second album, Everything Changes. Relight My Fire is a cover of a 1979 disco hit by Dan Hartman, who I talked about in the last episode when I covered his 1984 hit, I Can Dream About You. Let's spark up the lyrics. Help me escape this feeling of insecurity. I need you so much, but I don't think you really need me. But if we all stand up in the name of love and state the case of what we're dreaming of, I've got to say, I only dream of you, but like a thief in the night, you took away the love that I knew. Relight my fire. Your love is my only desire. Relight my fire, 'cause I need your love. Turn back the times till the days when our love was new.
Do you remember? No matter what was happening, I was there with you. But if we all stand up for what we believe and maybe live within our possibilities, the world would be wild for the dream. So baby, don't turn away. Listen to what I gotta say. Despite the source material, this isn't quite as straight-up disco as the M People track. But it's well done in the modern dance pop style, and Lulu proves that she's well past graduation from crayons to perfume. IYKYK, as the kids say. You know, there's this commercial I keep seeing for Pokemon cards in McDonald's Happy Meals with this dad trying to fit in by talking about his favorite Pokemon. I cringe at him, just like most people probably do, and yet, by using something like IYKYK, I have revealed that I am clearly that guy, except that I have no kids. But now I know that, and as a wise man once said, knowing is half the battle. Yo, Joe! This was the second week at second and last week at number one for Relight My Fire. I covered the rest of Take That and Lulu's careers in previous episodes, but I do have updates. Take That just released their 9th album, This Life, at the end of November, and Lulu was recently on the UK version of The Masked Singer. And she also provided voice acting and singing for the animated portions of a documentary called My Old School, about a 30-year-old man who posed as a 16-year-old so he could go back to high school. So how to sum up the pop music of October 1993? It was very much dominated by dance pop, with R&B and rap right behind it. But there were a few big names from the 70s and earlier who were able to push their way up near the top. For Billy Joel, it was a last hurrah as a hitmaker before he started settling in as an act that could coast on nostalgia. For Meatloaf, it was a return to the motifs that made him famous that launched him to a surprising return to the top. And for Lulu, it was a team up with a hot group of the day that provided a little extra kick and an incentive for the mums and dads to have a listen to something new for a change. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music Podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook feed at Mr. B Glovehead or in the blog post for this episode, which is at bobbygloveskc.blogspot.com, where you can check out the Instagram and Threads accounts at Old Man Yells at Music. And if you didn't get all that, all the links are on my Old Man Yells at Music link tree. As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I'll link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get all the bonus Microdose episodes, including the latest about the dangers of heavy metal, and make my charts, just like Mike Birmingham. All lyrics quoted are for the purposes of discussion and review, no infringement is intended. Next time on the show, we start a new cycle, with our fourth visit to the charts of 1979. Find out what the hits were when Jim from The Office was an infant. Until then, I'm Roger Scroop saying, touch 'em all, Joe! Stay safe.